that's what he wants to believe, why not?
Well, Zachary, so you finally got here. Guess again. Heaven has nothing to do with this place. Now, who the devil do you think I am? And where in Hades do you think you are?
Hades?
Well, Zachary, now that we got that out of your system, shall we get on with it? Oh, come. Let's not be painfully naive. Why do you suppose you're here? Upsy-daisy, Zachary. Come with me and we'll examine your record. Well, come along, Zachary. Step in, Smith. Don't dawdle. Now let's get down to business. Stand over there. S.S. Smith, Smith, Zachary, prefix T. T for tiny. I know about your boasting, but here we measure the size of your heart, not your mouth. Now we must focus you in. An intertemporal projector. Stand in a small circle. Well, the larger the circle, the larger the punishment. As a matter of fact, there's one smaller. That's for flies, mosquitoes, and other tiny mischief makers. Well, if we don't have it by breakfast, we're sure to have it by lunch. Regular, but slightly overdone. That's an improvement. Keep that up, and I'll have no further use for you at all. No. I've almost got it. I'm having trouble focusing on your heart. Perhaps the super magnifier. Ah! Now I've got it. No, you still have it. Temporarily. Ah, the picture's complete. Step over there. Now let's have a look at your childhood. Miserable little snitch as a youth. A thief. Tell me, Smith, how much did you get for those stolen exam papers? Only $100. As a man. As a man. A cake stealer! That cake was made especially for the child Penny by her mother. For her birthday. An abominable theft. And all the more abominable because it was petty. There is your life, Smith. Past and present. A life of petty misdeeds. And now, your future. Behold! Come, Zachary. A deal? With me? Anything? Well, there is some small service you can do me. That blasted harp! Destroy it, Smith. Occasionally, the wind blows through the strings. The sound jangles my nerves. Silence! I want you to rip out the strings. Break the frame. Destroy it in 1,000 pieces. After all, you can't expect harp music to be popular with me.
Oh, sir.
If you destroy the harp, Smith, you will have your second chance. Of course, it won't do any good. You'll be right back here, bilking the widow. Ha! Oh, I'm so tired of your humbug, Smith. Get out!
No! 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 No!
You idiot! You howling idiot! You murdering lunatic! I might have known that something like you couldn't destroy the harp. Ha! Boiling oil. Molten lava baths. No, by thunder, that's too mild for you. I'll think of something. Oh, no. No, merely tried to take the top of my head off. Oh, but I should have realized they wouldn't make it easy for me. Never mind who they are. Now get out of here. I've got to think. Get! Oh, what an ingenious lock you put on my prison, my enemies. If it was your intent to keep me a prisoner for all time, why did you put the key to my jail in this place? Simply to taunt me. Perhaps the lock can be broken by someone on this dreary planet. Someone pure in heart. But who? gates. Hello. Well, don't be afraid. I'm not going to hurt you. You mean originally or just now? Really, if you're going to ask questions, you have to be more specific. Well, you needn't worry. I'm not a monster. Look, I have 5 fingers, 2 arms, 1 head. And I assure you, no webbing between the toes. As human as you are. Who are you? What's wrong with watching a beautiful girl? My name is Morbus. How does anybody get anywhere? I'm sure I could. With your help. Oh, we can talk about that. There's plenty of time. I had to be sure you were friendly first. Are you friendly? How do you do? I'm Morbus of Lyrae. Dr. Smith. Have we met before? Industrious little fellow, isn't he? Oh, thank you. No, thank you. Oh, it's such a pleasure to meet you all. Oh, it's a very great distance away. If I had my star charts, I'd point it out for you. Unfortunately, they were destroyed with my ship. Instruments aren't always reliable. But what a charming family you have. Anything you say. Satisfied, Major West? Oh, I can understand the purely human emotion of jealousy. Well, perhaps he sees in me a rival. The only prize worth taking on this planet. Oh, it's quite a musical place. Full of human song, bird song. The jangle of musical instruments. You might call it a cacophony of boredom. Well, you ask. I left by request. I tried to stir things up a little. The governor's decided I needed a little vacation. Ages. Now, how about you? Oh, life, love, the pursuit of happiness, that sort of thing. How do things stand between you and Major West? Ah, like that. Except you.
Oh. Are you all right, Morbus? Ah! What is it?
Nothing. Excuse me a minute. Drop it. Don't do that. Ha! Did you say ha? Stop that. No. Stop it. Oh, please. Stop it. Now look. There must be some mutually agreeable arrangement. Some mutual deal that we can arrive at. What's your price? Within limits.
Rich.
Of course. Power? Yeah, well, let's say I can help you acquire power.
The deal?
Well, that'll be a little more difficult. But I didn't say I wouldn't do it. It's within your hands, Doctor. A certain combination of musical tones. No! No, stop it! Don't do that again!
Yes,
come on!
What?
Judy, go back! How do you feel? Oh, it's a terrible place, absolutely beastly. It's a rotten little warp out of time and space. That out there, that's the way it was before the universe was born. Absolutely chaotic.